Main thing sticks out to me is they're physical. They're physical and confident. You know, they feel like they can run the ball on anybody, and they have all year. You know, they've done a good job of doing that. It's hard to account for Cam. You know, I was just saying, once you have, you know, one good running back, it's easy to be like, yeah, we'll put eight in the box, you know, for this guy or that guy. But to have a good running back and a good running quarterback as well, you know, it's hard to account for him. And he makes a lot of plays with his feet, so it's definitely going to be a tough challenge for us. Oh, it's definitely going to be physical. I'm pretty sure the conditions are going to be similar to what the Seattle game was. So it's going to be a physical game. It's going to be one of those games that you just want to, you know, sit back and put your feet up and watch. I think it's going to be physical on both sides of the ball, especially with the wet conditions. So might be more runs than not anyway. So I think whoever's a physical team on the night, going to win the game. You know, just being around, you know, some other vets, you know, like Pat, myself, Rashad, and just seeing how the day-to-day grind is as far as preparation and everything, I think it's kind of wore off on him a little bit. You know, he watches more film now than he has. He, you know, takes his preparation serious. So each year he's improved, you know, he's improved his maturity part of his game, and that was the main thing for him. I think he's made a case that he's the best tight end in the league. You know, he's done a tremendous job of just being a security blanket for Cam. I think Cam feels like whenever he throws the ball to Greg, more times than not, is going to come down with it. You know, he's been a tough matchup for guys, you know, the last few years in the league. It's just been kind of quiet, if that makes sense. But this year, I think he's got the recognition he's deserved as a tight end. He's been doing a good job. Last year when we played him in the playoffs, it was similar. You know, it rained. You know, it was a wet, you know, a soft feel. And we had to face the same thing. And, no, that was a close game until the end of the fourth quarter as well. So the conditions are not going to play a part on who wins or not. So it's something we're definitely not even worried about. You know, they got to play in it just like we do. So I don't think it's an advantage either way. Yeah, I think it's just, you know, more so of the things we've been through the past 3 years, as far as, you know, last year, all the injuries, the year before that, just being a young team and all that. I think it's just helped our maturity level. You know, I think this year we're 7-1 on the road. Possibly could have been 8-0 if we wouldn't, you know, let that Pittsburgh game slip away. But I think it's just the maturity of our team. We feel like we can go anywhere and play well. And, you know, we try not to let outside distractions, as far as, you know, the crowd noise and everything like that, you know, play a part in how we play the game. And, you know, guys are just relaxed and have fun. You know, I think you should, you know, go into away games with an attitude, knowing that everybody in the stadium is against you. You know, your back's against the wall, and only way you can win is fight your way out of it. And that's just been our mentality on the road this year.